Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk some football with our next guest. Ross Tucker obviously does a sensational job not only covering the Eagles, the NFL, but also the college kids approaching the draft. Ross, an Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Download the free BetQL app. Do it now. Get instant access to the industry's most advanced suite of sports betting tools right at your fingertips. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Joe, John, everybody, Devin, Rhea. I'm finally moving on from Monday Night Sixers game and happy to talk Eagles.
Yeah, Ross, that was an all-timer, and we appreciate you moving from yesterday to today. You know, we for those that don't know, we initially had Ross scheduled yesterday, and it was like there's just no way we could do deep dive after that game. So Ross, I want to go draft, but before we specifically draft it up, I want to go to the news the Eagles got yesterday on Isaiah Rodgers. And curious how you think this impacts draft and draft strategy. So for those that don't know, Rodgers, a player who had been suspended for the entire 2023 season. He had been a Colt back in 2022. In 2022, Pro Football Focus named him the fifth best cornerback in the entire NFL in 2022. He gets dinged a whole year for gambling activity. Howie Roseman swoops in during last season and trades for him. And he was reinstated yesterday. Ross, simple question. How good is he?
I think he's pretty darn good. And, you know, I feel like so often I come on and I, like, praise the Eagles front office. So if you want me to talk about Jalen Reagor or any of their bad moves, I can do that too. But, you know, the fact that they got this guy last August, when everybody else was just, like, thinking, oh, well, he's suspended for a year, the Eagles were thinking ahead. Why not get a guy that played really well in 2022? His contract will toll, meaning he doesn't get paid a dime. So we'll have him for like $1.1 million in 24. And I don't know that they knew this, but this guy's an unbelievable kick returner. I don't know if you guys have talked about that.
Yeah, a little bit.
I did a couple of his games when he was at UMass. I got to look it up. He had to have had at least 3 to 5 kick return touchdowns at UMass. He definitely had at least one for the Colts. So right when they changed the rule so that basically we're going to have a ton of kick returns, the Eagles might have a top 2 or 3 kick returner in the league. I mean, most of these teams are going to put 2 guys back there because of the way these teams can do it. So it'll probably be Covey and Isaiah Rodgers back there. It's just, I don't know that the Eagles were thinking about that part of it, Joe. I think they just kind of got lucky, but that's awesome. So what I would tell you is he is sort of like some of these other guys that they've gotten, sort of like the Hennessy kid they got that's a center guard. To me, he gives them a baseline veteran at the position. In other words, if Bradbury is bad again and the young guys like Ringo aren't ready, The Eagles now know they have at least a competent professional NFL cornerback.
Does it change their strategy entering tomorrow night?
No, I don't think it can. You know, I mean, he didn't play at all last year. I don't think it can because
I think people think this guy's a star, Ross. Like, I think when we talk about Isaiah Rodgers, like, it was sort of a forgotten ideal. He's stashed and he's going to come back eventually. Now he's back. I think we all hope that he just drops right into that starter spot.
I'm disappointed with your answer.
He's been a starter in the past.
Yeah, Ross, your answer bums me out because, look, candidly, it's not like in 2022 I was looking when I saw a random Colts game, like, let me see this Isaiah Rodgers guy. But when I see the Pro Football Focus named in the fifth best corner, I'm hoping that he's a plug-and-play starter.
And here's the thing.
And it doesn't sound like that's what you're saying, Ross.
No. And, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think after the suspension came down, I think the Colts cut him, right?
The Eagles traded for him.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's a little bit different. But still, I guess what I would say to you guys is, if he's what you are hoping he would be, Joe, if the Colts felt that way, I don't think they would have traded him to the Eagles for peanuts.
Unless they thought he was a total knucklehead. I mean, he gambled on Pro Football games.
Right, in either case, he doesn't affect the Eagles' draft strategy this year.
I think they're
excited to have him.
Yep.
I think they're hopeful, but their draft strategy, and you know this, it's they're trying to draft the guy in the first round for the next 10 years, not for the next 10 months.
Yeah, this guy's a sixth-round pick. Now, he's had 10 starts over 3 years in the league. I don't know what the circumstances were behind those starts. Maybe it was, you know, he was thrust into action because of injury.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's probably the case.
Well, he probably started more year three than year one. I mean, we could look it up, but I'm assuming he got off to a slow start, got a shot, and proved himself.
Well, he's 5'10", 170.
He went to UMass. I mean,
Yep. All right, Ross, let's get to the strategy.
Yeah.
What should Howie Roseman's strategy be specifically in the first round tomorrow night?
Well, obviously, and you know this, that's always hard to say depending on how they come off the board. I think that if one of the guys that we all would be so fired up if they got, one of the top two corners or one of the three offensive linemen that could start at guard and then play tackle, Latham, Fuaga, and Fatanu, if one of those five players is within striking distance, I think we would like to see – I would like to see how he pounce.
Hey,
kind of like he did with Jalen Carter, you know, kind of like he did with Jordan Davis – even Devontae Smith, right, where they jumped ahead of the Giants.
Yeah, me too.
If one of those five guys is there, I don't know, Joe, if it's 15,
you're saying cornerbacks
16, something like
that. Are Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those five guys, those three offensive linemen that can kind of do double duty, or one of those two corners, and they went up and they got one. You know, I really don't care that much what they would give up. They have 2 second-round picks. But if they were able to move up and get one of those players, I'd be really excited, feeling like they killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that feels good.
Both short-term and long-term.
Ross Tucker with us here. So, Ross, if the Eagles – tell me if this statement is accurate and it relates to how the players are perceived. If the Eagles make a selection of pick 22, the town will be disappointed. Accurate?
I don't think that's accurate. I think it depends on who they get at 22. Here's the way the town works, and every town, right? Like, yep. I go on a bunch of different stations, you know, all over the country or whatever. This is how it basically works. If the team that you're a fan of takes a player at the position you want them to take a player at, that you saw ranked higher,
right,
or that you saw go higher in mock drafts, you're happy, right?
Like, for
if
sure.
The Eagles get any of those five guys I named, you're happy.
But they're not getting them at 22, right?
Right. If the team, maybe we'll see. If the team takes any other player, you're not happy. I mean, that's every city. That's every fan. If they take somebody a different position, Eagles fans won't be happy. If they don't get one of those five guys, Eagles fans will probably be disappointed.
All right. I mean, so
if
let's
they take a guy that, especially Joe, if they take like Amarius Mims.
Right.
or a Tyler Guyton, if they take a guy that they don't project to play guard and might have to sit for a couple years, that is very frustrating. I mean, remember the reaction to Jalen Hurts? People were not happy.
Yep. No, I hear you, and I agree with you. And so, Russ, my thing is, you know, we're seeing more and more now stories are coming out. Tony Pauline's got a report out there about the Eagles are really actively trying to move up. I guess my point is those five players you said, and they're the same five players a lot of people have referenced. If you had to make a prediction, will one of them be there at 22? What would be your answer?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wouldn't shock me. Everybody's boards are different. You know, there's people I saw where Schrager from NFL Network and Fox Sports, he thinks six quarterbacks are going in the top half of the first round.
That would
Pelissero
be great.
Pelissero said he thinks six quarterbacks are going in the first round.
Helpful
that
for
would
us.
Be amazing for the Eagles. There's a bunch of other good linemen, Joe, and there's a bunch of good receivers. So what happens is, you know, if five or six quarterbacks go, if all the receivers go, and if the linemen that come off the board are Fashanu from Penn State, maybe Mims from Georgia, Alt from Notre Dame, then I do think it's a possibility that one of those old linemen are there. In fact, I've seen enough mock drafts there where Terry and Arnold or one of these linemen still ends up being there when the Eagles pick at 22. Not a lot of them, but I've seen a few where it's definitely a plausible scenario.
All right, what about one of the defensive tackles? I mean, it's incredible. There's two different defensive tackles supposed to go right in front of the Eagles. They lost Fletcher. They lost Hargrave two seasons ago. I still see it as more of a need than people are talking about. Is this the wild card that people aren't putting enough time into?
No, it's not, because the one guy that's an absolute star, Byron Murphy from Texas, everybody I've talked to, he's not going to be there when the Eagles pick at 22. I mean, there's some talk he might go 8 to the Falcons now. He's going to go in the top 15 picks, so forget him. So then it's the Newton kid from Illinois. I just don't think the Eagles are going to do that. That would surprise me. I mean, Joe, you want them to go first-round D-tackle 3 years in a row?
It's all about Jordan Davis. Would I want
it? So you're ready to throw in the towel?
I'm ready to acknowledge that I don't believe Jordan Davis is going to be a quality player for the Eagles for the next, 5 years. I'm ready to acknowledge that. And I'm ready to pivot if I need to.
Well, right, and that would be very, very – that would be a tough blow.
I know it would be. I mean, let me put it this way, Ross. Devontae Smith, if you told me in 2019 – the Eagles are going to take a second-round wide receiver, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. 2020, a first-round wide receiver in Jalen Reagor. If you projected that starting in 2019, you would not expect a first-round pick in 2021 at wide receiver. But they had to pivot because those other two guys stunk.
Well, can I say this about that? The difference in my mind is Arcega-Whiteside and Reagor were never good, whereas we've seen Jordan Davis be good. So what I think is interesting, does that make it more frustrating or less frustrating?
Yeah,
the fact that we've seen him play at a high level and we know he can do it, that actually makes me more frustrated because it's there and he's just not doing it. Second half of the year, I don't know if his weight went up again. I don't know if he was banged up, but we know he can do it. They need to get it out of him. And whether it's Fangio or the new D-line coach, that's the thing, Joe. They're not going to take a D-tackle in the first round because they've seen Davis can do it, and they're going to hope that the combo of Fangio and the new D-line coach can get it out of them this year. If they can't, then they'll probably take a D-tackle in the first round next year.
Which of these cornerbacks do you like the most for the Eagles, Ross?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is it Mitchell? Is it Arnold? Is it Kool-Aid?
It's definitely not Kool-Aid.
Same.
It's interesting. He kind of got, he came into the year as the number one guy. And everybody was saying, Kool-Aid. He's the number one corner. He's got the length. But he had some rough games. I mean, Texas, you were talking about A.D. Mitchell earlier in the show, John. I was listening. A.D. Mitchell kind of ate him up a little bit. He's coming off. I mean, I think he's still a good player, but I like Terrion Arnold. I always have a bias towards guys that are versatile and, you know, have that chip on their shoulder. Yeah. So I really like Terrion Arnold quite
love
a bit.
His
sounds like from these reports that maybe the Eagles like Mitchell a lot. Either one of those guys I'd be fine with, but I did the Ole Miss Alabama game, and Terrion Arnold, I was very, very impressed. He is feisty. Like, he would become a fan favorite quickly in Philly.
Yeah, I just love his attitude. He seems different to me. He feels like a Tyrese Maxey, like the over-the-top optimist who's just always working. And maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I really like the attitude. And then last one from me, the O-lineman. If you had your druthers, we can trade up to go get them. O-lineman that you'd most prefer the Eagles go in the first round.
So that's a tough one for me, and it's between the two Polynesian guys, Talese Fuaga from Oregon State and Fatanu from Washington. Again, we all have our biases, right? Like, the Eagles, their bias is they like guys with ridiculous physical traits. And Fuaga and Fatanu have good physical traits. I like guys – I never thought blocking people was fun. You know, like, I think what's fun – my favorite Eagles offensive lineman is arguably John Runyon, right? Like, that is what I'm looking for. I want a guy that's out there trying to hurt people. I don't mean injure, but I mean physically hurt, punish. I want an enforcer out there, and I see that from Fuaga and Fatanu, definitely more than Ault and Fashanu. I think Latham has some of that in him as well. But just watching those guys – man, Fuaga will get after you. Fatanu will get after you. So I would love if they got either one of those guys.
All right, Ross, final thing here. It's not really draft. It's not the Eagles at all. But it's Tom Brady, and it's worth asking you because you're plugged into a lot of people on the national level. He floats out there a couple weeks ago, the possibility of him coming back. When he first said it, I thought, it's probably nothing. Mike Florio has gone on the record to say this about that possibility. He said, I don't think it's something that just flew out of his mouth. And I think it was a trial balloon to see if anyone will call him. Just a couple of weeks before the draft, plenty of teams looking for quarterbacks. I think Brady wants to come back. He wants to be pursued. I also connect the dot, Ross, to the fact it's now, you know, near late April, and he still hasn't – no commitment announced that he's going to be announcing Fox games this year. Like, do you think Tom Brady – I mean, Michael Jordan came back 3 years after he retired the second time. 3 years later. Do you think Tom Brady is seriously considering playing pro football again?
No. I would be shocked. I think these guys have realized, whether it's Gronkowski or him, they realized how much value there is in just floating it out there and saying, well, it would have to be the right situation. You know, Gronk does it almost every year. They realize it gets their name in the cycle again. Everybody's talking about them. I know for a fact, Joe, he has spent – I've talked to multiple people about this. He has spent hours upon hours getting ready for this Fox broadcasting gig. He has been at Fox Studios doing multiple mock games with Kevin Burkhardt to get ready for this. If he was thinking he was going to play, I just can't imagine. He's like sat in on trucks. He spent time talking with Collinsworth and Romo and all these people. Like, he is super prepared to be a broadcaster because he knows everyone's going to be criticizing him and critiquing him, and he wants to be ready to go. I just can't imagine, because if he really wanted to play, his agent could tell people behind the scenes, hey, he wants to play if you want him, and somebody would sign him, right? Like, I don't know if it's the Broncos or the Vikings. Somebody would sign him. If he really wanted to play, he probably could. I think Devin probably knows, he's really into social media and his brand and growing all those things. And I think he knew that if he said that, you know, I'd be on a Wednesday on WIP Radio in Philly, yeah, and he'd be asking me about it.
Exactly. Right. We're talking about him now. So
fascinating info it is. Hey, Ross, great stuff in the weeks leading up to the draft. Obviously, we'll talk to you soon thereafter once this thing is done. Thanks so much, bud.
Sounds great. Have fun. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Reminder, Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Download the free BetQL app. Do it right now. Get instant access to the industry's most advanced suite of sports betting tools right at your fingertips.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.